in for me for one quick moment.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name's Charlie. This is the pricing specialist in your area. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It is Monday, and it's always good when it's Monday. Is your name Skip?
Yep.
Nice to meet you, Skip. Hey, just a quick question. Did you have any questions about what Donna went over with you?
Not really. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay. You know how Google works and everything like that?
Not really.
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I
let me.
Up on Google.
Yeah. So I see, I'll get into how it works so that way people can find your business on Google. It's definitely straightforward, like you were saying, and very easy to understand as well, too. But I see that you are currently on Angie's lease. Are you paying with Angie's, or are you just, like, on their listing?
No, I'm paying for them.
Okay. And how's that going for you? You liking the results you're getting there?
Not really.
Okay. What was that?
What's that?
I said I didn't hear you. Broke up a little bit right there. What did you say?
Sorry, I'm driving now. I said no, I'm not real happy with them.
Okay. Would you mind sharing me what's the concern with the leads that you're getting from them?
Well, I've had them for a couple months, and they still don't have my service areas right, and I can't get them to call me back, but they keep charging me. So basically, everywhere I don't want to do work is where they put me doing work and left out all the areas that I said I wanted to do. So, and I'm under contract, so trying to figure out how to get out of that right now, actually.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a tough one for sure. And you know, I'm not assuming anything, but I'm sure you're very frustrated with that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So what is the, you said that they're not putting you in the areas you want to work. Where are the areas that you want to work?
Anything within 15 miles of the zip code 95621, and that's Citrus Heights, California.
Okay. So you don't want to go past a 15-mile radius? Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
Not in particular.
Okay. You want to stay, like, right in your backyard?
Pretty much, just because the cost a lot to run. In a couple of years, I might expand. Next year, I might expand a little bit, depending on, you know, the market. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always to start off in the backyard and then work your way out, right?
Oh, yeah. In that area right there is like 500,000 people plus. So.
Okay. Nice. And we're in Orange County. I'm just trying to see where you're at. Are you up north or you're down?
I'm up north in Sacramento County.
Oh, it's Sacramento County. Okay. Okay.
It's just like down there, the towns run into each other. All runs together.
Yeah. Okay. That's hilarious. Yeah, that is true. It's like one big city down here.
What's that?
I said, yeah, it's like one big city down here. Same as up there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, you only want to stay in a 15-mile radius, which is great, because it's going to give you a lot of exposure right in your, like you said, in your backyard area. Do you have a Facebook by any chance, or do you just have Angie's leads?
We're setting that up. I was doing everything on my own, and then I started expanding. So I had a couple guys working for me.
Okay.
I got guys, you know, all the way down to Fresno and in between.
Oh, okay. You're going far.
Yeah, well, I've got different guys. One guy lives in Modesto, one guy lives in Chowchilla, one guy lives in Fresno. So.
Okay.
These are all
That's
people
cool.
I've plumbed for years. Yeah. So,
are they working for you?
What's that?
Are they working for you?
Correct.
Okay, so you got a team about 3 or 4 people?
Yeah.
Okay, so you personally would like to stay within the 15-mile radius, but you would like to get jobs in the areas that those guys are in as well, correct?
Depending on price.
Okay, okay. I'm just asking because, like I said, with the good thing about Google and the SEO, the Google SEO is going to be based out of your zip code, so that's going to cover you in your area. Now, with the Facebook ads, we'll be able to cherry pick what cities we want to place your ads in as well, so we can generate leads and work from there as well, so that way you can get your other guys working in their area. They don't have to, like, drive super far, you know what I mean?
Understood.
Yeah, I was just trying to make sure we're not just targeting your area, then you're like, hey, my guys don't have work. How does that work? So I just wanted to break that down for you, which is good. Okay, how does your guys' work schedule flow right now? Are you guys pretty busy, or are you looking to gain more work consistently?
I'm looking to gain more work consistently. I'm trying to bring in 3 more guys.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay. By the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to tell. I picked up some insurance companies, better and better. So
right.
It's hard to tell. Sometimes the market's hot, sometimes it's not. It all depends.
Right, exactly. So let me just share with you how this kind of works. So, for example, like, I'm sure you've used Google before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So how it works is, I know you got a plumbing company, so I'm just going to make it where I'm just going to use the examples for your own company as a plumber. And let's say somebody needs, like, their toilet fixed, or let's say their sink gets clogged, right? And I just type in plumbers near me. I'm in your 15-mile radius. What's going to happen is you're going to populate on that first page as one of the recommended companies to give a call to have you come out and do that service, right? So people are going to Google for a problem that they need help with. And that's when you're going to get leads calling you directly. Now, it's a little different than Angie's. Angie's does a great job of giving leads out. The only problem is that these leads that are coming to you from us will be exclusively your own leads. That's it. They're not, like, you're not call, we're not vetting these out to anybody else. They're going to Google, they're finding you, and they're calling you, and then they're doing business with you as well. All right? Does that make it? Is that different than how Angie's does it?
A little bit.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
I have customers, and customers say, no, we had a couple other people out there. So, you know, it's not, you know, and none of it's in my area, which they were supposed to call me Friday. They were supposed to call me today. I've got emails
answered,
you know, so it's just kind of, you know, it's a nightmare. So
yeah, I know. That's probably the worst, is you're not happy with the service and you trying to get a hold of somebody and they don't get a hold of you, and that could be very frustrating. I know firsthand like that. So I do want to apologize. I know it's not, you know, anyone's fault here, but I do want to apologize because it's tough to work with a company that doesn't work with you back, right?
It is very frustrating.
So I do want to say, like, that's really different from you. Everything here is a month-to-month deal. So we do have a 2-month verbal agreement. Your pricing would be a set price at $299 a month, month-to-month. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99. So it would only be $398 to start today. And then after that, it would just go month-to-month from there. Now, I had talked about, kind of went over a little bit of how we would do things. We are going to get your Google up and running. We're going to build your Google profile. We're going to get that verified with Google, right, so that way you're in that 15-mile radius. We're also going to utilize Facebook to target the other areas, so that way you have advertisements going out to those areas where your guys are in also. And we can pinpoint a a zip code, and then we can expand that radius all the way up to 50 miles, okay? So if they want to go out 50 miles, if you want to send them out 50 miles, we can expand that to 50 miles as well, right?
Okay. Now, would that cost more of stuff for the guy?
Absolutely not. This is a $299, and the Facebook and the Google is included in the $299. That's not, that includes your ad spend, and then that includes targeting those different cities or zip codes that you want to target as well.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Also, too, we have a full tracking mechanism for you. So you're going to be able to see what keywords you're listed for on Google. You'll be able to see, excuse me, you'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting from Google. You'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting from Facebook as well. You'll also be able to track how many calls you're getting from Google also. And if you ever want to change out some keywords, change some content up, some pictures, or if you want to maybe get with our team and say, hey, I want to tweak this on the Facebook side and I want to run a promotion, we'll absolutely do that for you. It's no extra additional cost. You're just, it's just the $299 flat fee every month, month to month after that. If you want to cancel at any time because you just want to cancel, then you can do that as well. There's no contract. We want good customers to be happy with us. We don't want the experience you're having. You know what I mean? So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask on an average for like that area of coverage for just me in Sacramento area, or Citrus Heights area, what kind of leads are usually generated from that on an average for plumbing?
Well, I can only tell you what's being searched, you know what I mean? Like, because, so I know like with a lead generation company like Angie's Leads, they're basically putting themselves on the first page of Google, and they're attracting people that are interested in plumbing, and then they're vetting them out to people that are paying for those leads like you, right? So they're saying, hey, we know that we get in, let's say, for example, 100 leads. So for 100 leads, we'll give you 5 leads a month. So that way they know we give you that 5 leads a month, right? So for us, because we can't really give you, like, you're going to get this many leads. The only thing that I can tell you is there's 90% of people are on the first page of Google that are typing in plumbers keywords. So if you're not on the first page, you're going to be losing out on all that exposure that you should really be getting, right?
Gotcha. You guys put me on first page?
We put you on the first page. Now, it's a little bit of a process. I want to be going to be super transparent with you. It's a process, right? So it's not just a flip of a switch. Let me just give you the little rundown of how long it will take. In about a day, so I would set it up for maybe tomorrow if you have some time. We would do an onboarding, a client onboarding. My team and I will get with you, and we will understand what kind of keywords you want to target, what areas you want to target, and then we want to make sure everything matches up. So when we put it on the internet, then everything's good to go, right? That's going to be in about one. Well, I would set it up for you tomorrow. So that way we can get started on it right away. In about 5 to 7 days, you would have your reporting dashboard and the directory submission. So we would actually set you up with 60 directory listings in your local areas. Going to allow you to rank really well with Google also. In around 7 to 14 days, you'll have your Google Ads, not Google Ads, I'm sorry, your Facebook Ads running. So we would have the Facebook Ads running up in 7 to 14 days. In around 30 to 45 days, that's when you'll start populating on Facebook, because it is a we do have to send out verification to Google. They have to send it back to you. And it's just a process that we have to do, but it's a lot faster than the industry standard. Industry standard is around 3 to 6 months, and we get it done in 30 to 45 days.
Gotcha.
So, but we do start populating that Facebook, so you start acquiring something until you get on that first page of Google. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's all that like we really do. How would you like to proceed forward today?
Today I am on the road coming back from Fresno. My pride will be back to left. I said I'm on the road right now on 99 going from Fresno to back to SAS.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I can't really do anything today because I'm in the car and I don't have everything with me.
Gotcha. Well, the only thing that we would really need today is we would just need a form of payment, and then everything else you'd be able to tell me, like your email, your address, your last name, and then we would set you up with a time for tomorrow that's good for you where you're not on the road, and then we'd get with our team, have a meeting with you, and make sure that everything is set for, you know, like the keywords and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would be needing my credit card for that, and my assistant has it right now because she's doing stuff in Sacramento. So I'd have to do it tomorrow. You guys called me when I'm on the road.
We called you at the perfect time, huh?
Yep, exactly. But no, I definitely want to do it. If you guys can call me tomorrow, I'm going to be in the office most of the day in the morning for sure.
Okay, so I know they're trying to get that out today. What I'll do is this, all right? I'll put a hold on this account for you so that way they don't vet this out because my colleague did say it's an exclusive listing, right? They're trying to get it done today. I'm going to hold it for you, okay?
Okay.
I'll hold it for you for tomorrow because, man, nobody should go through what you're going through, especially like with the whole track and not getting results. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm going to do that for you. What's a good time to call you? So that way I can schedule it in my calendar over here too, because I get a lot of calls coming in all the time.
If you can do it before 12 p.m. Pacific time, that would be perfect.
Okay. What time do you get in the office?
Oh, I'm taking calls at 6 o'clock, 6 a.m.
Okay. Well, I actually come into the office around 7. So how about I give you a call around 7, 7:15-ish, somewhere right there. I'll block that first part of the day out for you. Is that okay?
That'll work.
Okay, let me see here. 7... And skip. Okay. And then, Skip, what is your last name? I'm just going to put your last name in here for you.
Yeah, I go by Skip, but my legal name is Arthur Wilkins.
Arthur Wilkins. And that's W-I-L-K-I-N-S?
K-I-N-S, correct.
Okay. So why do people call you Skip?
I was born Skip from Germany, and when we came to the United States, my name is Skip Arthurnell Wilkins, and when we moved here, it's traditional to have three, so they dropped Skip. My grandmother did it with my mom, but that's not my full name. So
gotcha.
Actually, I'm trying to legally have that changed. I'm going to drop Arthur. Because I was named after my two grandparents, but they both died. So I'm like, all right, as soon as everybody died, I was going to change it back, which, because it gets real confusing. People call me by my other names, and I don't answer. I'm like, huh?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Everybody calls me Skip. Yeah. When I used to work for people, it was very confusing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can tell. Yeah. I can definitely tell.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome though. Yeah, I go by Charlie, but my first name is Charles. I mean, there's not a huge difference, but when somebody calls me Charles, I 9 times out of 10 don't answer, and they're like, "I'm calling you," and I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm not used to it." So,
in college, the same way they were calling Arthur, and I was just blank. I mean, I just was waiting for my name to be called. So, it's always a problem. Yeah.
That is, yes, it is, and that's funny. I have a question. So, do you have an office, or do you just do you just have, you just work from your house and you just leave from there?
We're just from the house because we have storage units and no reason to have an office for what we do.
Nice. Okay. Awesome. The reason why I ask is because when we send that PIN verification out to Google, they're going to need an address. We have to put an address down. We're going to put your home address, but we're going to hide it so that way nobody knows where you live. They'll just know the city and the zip code, and that's it.
You bet.
Okay. So, all right, Skip. Well, I hope you drive safely today. I know it's a little bit of a ways. I used to drive up there myself, but I will talk to you tomorrow. Yeah. My uncle used to live up there, so I used to visit him. So it's but I was coming from Orange County.
It's a boring drive. My fiance lives in Fresno. I used to live. We've been dating since we were in high school, 36 years.
Wow.
But she had to go home to take care of her mom. So.
Okay.
I've been driving back and forth for her and work, and my son lives in Fresno, so I'm up and down 99 constantly. And then I go down to L.A.
Okay. For some work?
No, I go down there. My fiance, her daughters live down there, so
gotcha.
I go down and visit them every few weeks, about every 3 weeks, it seems like.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fun 6-hour drive.
Oh yeah. We do it. Well, I used to have a plane, and I don't have my plane anymore, so it was a lot easier when we had a plane.
Oh, I'm sure. You could just hop on there.
It was definitely nicer.
Yeah.
Six-hour trip, 2 hours.
Oh yeah. Easy, bro. All right, well, I'll get the rest of the information from you tomorrow, and then I will call you around the 7 a.m. in the morning, so that way we can get you all set up, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Skip, you drive safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.